This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky late on Wednesday released a video urging citizens around the world to take to the streets to protest Russia's invasion of his country.
Come in the name of peace. Come with Ukrainian symbols to support Ukraine, to support freedom, to support life. Come to your squares, your streets. Make yourselves visible and heard. Say that people matter, freedom matters, peace matters, Ukraine matters.
In a passionate speech on the eve of the one-month anniversary of Russia's invasion, Zelensky called on people around the globe to speak up against Russia's bloody war.
This is only the beginning for Russia on the Ukrainian land. Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
Hundreds of civilians have been killed, hundreds more injured, and over 3 million Ukrainians have fled their country since Russia invaded its neighbor on February 24th. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council defeated Russia's humanitarian resolution on Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
A Russian resolution on the growing humanitarian crisis in Ukraine that did not mention the Russian invasion that caused the situation was defeated in the United Nations Security Council. The resolution needed a minimum of 9 yes votes to pass in the 15-member council, but China was the only member to support Russia, with the 13 other council members abstaining. The defeat of the Russian resolution came as the General Assembly began consideration of a resolution drafted by Ukraine and 24 other countries and co-sponsored by nearly 100 nations. That resolution clearly states Russia's aggression is responsible for the growing humanitarian emergency. I'm Mike Garcia.
NATO estimates up to 15,000 Russian troops have been killed while fighting in Ukraine. This is VOA News. The first woman to serve as America's top diplomat has died of cancer at the age of 84. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the life and legacy of Madeleine Albright.
In 1996, Bill Clinton tabbed her as the nation's first female Secretary of State.
I'm proud.
Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little waited until the last minute.
Come in the name of peace. Come with Ukrainian symbols.
In 1996, Bill Clinton tabbed her as the nation's first female Secretary of State.
I'm proud of that. But it had nothing to do with her getting the job.
Albright spent 4 years on the job and spent later years outspoken, criticizing the Bush administration's Iraq invasion.
There is now a chaotic situation.
And chairing a group tasked with reforming NATO.
In order to deal with the unpredictability in the 21st century.
In 1997, Albright had hailed cooperation between Washington and Moscow.
Russia is not our enemy. Russia is our friend.
Her death, nearly 25 years to the day, comes as President Biden heads for Europe to further confront Vladimir Putin over Russia's Ukraine invasion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Idaho has become the first U.S. state since Texas to enact a law that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy by allowing lawsuits to avoid constitutional court challenges. AP's Jennifer King has more.
In 1996, Bill Clinton tabbed her as the nation's first female secretary.
Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little waited until the last minute to sign the measure. It effectively bans abortions by allowing would-be family members to sue an abortion provider for a minimum of $20,000 if they carry out the procedure after cardiac activity is detected in the fetus. Rapists can't file a lawsuit under the law, but a rapist's relatives could. A number of other states are pursuing similar laws, including Tennessee, which introduced a Texas-styled abortion bill last week. In a letter, Governor Little said he supports pro-life policies, but also expressed concerns about its mechanism for evading court review. An official with Planned Parenthood said the group, which operates Idaho's 3 abortion clinics, was exploring all their options to restore the right to an abortion. I'm Jennifer King.
Repeating our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky led on Wednesday released a video urging citizens around the world to take to the streets to protest Russia's invasion of his country. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.